أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة. As we read yesterday, that Allah تبارك وتعالى had presented this to the Malaika, that I'm going to be making one Khalifa of mine, my deputy, my vicegerent, who will see that my laws and my orders are fulfilled in the world. And because the Malaika were appointed upon various duties, so they had to also accept that Adam alayhi salatu was salam was the first man, that he will be Allah Ta'ala's Khalifa, and that they will also now, these commandments of Allah Ta'ala which he will enforce, they will also support him and be on his side. So the Malaika, whom Allah Ta'ala has created from Noor, from light, and these Malaika are neither male nor female. They have been used and they have been addressed with the in a male form, but they are not males. It is just because of their great superiority, their great piety and their greatness. Just like Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala himself is also not a male nor a female, but Allah Ta'ala has been addressed also with the male pronoun. And that was also to show the great honor and greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Malaika are such that they have no desire of committing any sin whatsoever. In contrast to man, who has been created from water, sand, wind and fire, all the things of this world, so his desires goes to the things of this world. The Malaika, they are pure of any evil thoughts or anything. They are completely pure. So when Allah Ta'ala presented that I'm going to be creating my Khalifa, and he will be made of the things of this world, and they in their according to their knowledge, that it's a person who will be of this world will have the lowly desires of this world, everything of food and water, of having a spouse, all the things of this world. So much so that even of name and fame, all this worldly gain, which is a natural instinct within a human being. As Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. The evil of these things have been also put in this man, the desire, and the good also Allah has given man the capability to do the good and stay away from the evil. So man will be like this. And when these desires will come in man, then whoever will come and stand against him, stop him from what his base desires are, when he will want to fulfill them in the wrong way, whether it is with regard to monetary matters, a person want to acquire money in the wrong way, whether it is with regard to woman and sex satisfying his desire, and he wants to do the wrong and the haram, whether in any other way of this worldly things, then there will be people who will oppose him. That is, the people who want righteousness, they will oppose him. And in that sense, we can understand wherever there is a conflict, it is in a sense to tell us that there are people who are standing up for the right. If all the people want to do wrong, as Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, had it not been for the kindness of Allah Ta'ala, there should have been no places of worship on this world. Because the people of this dunya, they don't want the places of worship. They don't want the makatib, the madaris, where the truth is taught. They only want evil all the time. So where there is conflict, it means there are men of truth there. That is why there is conflict. So if the Malaika also said that when people will oppose this human being from satisfying his base desires, etc., then he will, his quwwat-e-ghadabiyya, his anger will come in the forefront. And then a person's anger will know no limits, and he'll oppose the righteous people also. He will not accept that I'm in the wrong and I'm doing the wrong. And I just want this worldly pleasure, worldly entertainment. Whoever will want to stop him from these worldly desires, pursuits, his base desires, he will want to fight those people. And then there will be a conflict. There will be bloodshed on the earth. There will be fighting on the earth. Which then the malaika, as we will read in front, they said, "Oh Allah, are you going to create somebody who is going to come, who will cause bloodshed on the earth, who will cause fighting on the earth, and who will cause destruction on the earth?" Then in front Allah Ta'ala explained that this Khalifa of mine, I will bless him with knowledge. And because of knowledge, he will be more superior. The Malaika were of the opinion that we have been created solely for the ibadat of Allah. And we never ever think of any guna also. So we are enough to praise you, to honor you, to glorify you. So there isn't a need, so to say, of man. But for all the things which Allah created in the world, Malaika could not benefit from those things. And they could not understand that a person has got desire in him. A person feels hot or cold. A person feels happy or sad, because they are free of that. And in order to guide man properly, there had to be a specie of man, that is the humankind, who knows when other people were about sadness and about sorrow and about happiness and joy, who can understand all this, who has good health and who understands what is bad health also. The malaika cannot understand. So any person who is a responsible person has to understand how people feel also, what their demands are, how they want to fulfill their demands. That becomes a true khalifa and a true person who can hold a position, who understands other people. If a person is very, very pious and he can't understand that other people commit sin, they want to commit sin, he won't be able to guide them if he hasn't got that desire in him. But when he understands that this is a natural thing in a person, that he wants to commit sin and he doesn't want to, the desire is to commit sin, but he understands, I must not do wrong. Now he's in this conflict situation. Now how to guide that person? For that you need a person who can understand his demands, his desires, his wishes, and that he doesn't want to commit. And this is a human being. This Allah has put all in a human being. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was the first vicegerent, the first deputy. Allah made him such with all these qualities. And as we will read in front, the malaika also acknowledged that we don't have the capacity which Adam alayhi salatu wasalam has got, and they acknowledge that they can't be sufficient and they can't be the deputies of Allah Ta'ala. So this is also a great quality that we have to understand, that the desire of doing wrong is in man, and the desire to do good, Allah has given us that potential. We have to use it, and we don't have to be taken aback with conflict situations. Conflict situations will always exist. When there are people who want to do bad and the people who want to do right will oppose them and tell them not to do the wrong. So then there will be a conflict. So this conflict situation is proof that they are still men of righteousness and they want to establish the truth. And what our point is that we should try and stand for the truth and support the truth and not go against the truth. Those are the ones who are accepted from Allah, and they are the ones who are the Khalifatullah fil Ardh, who are Allah's vicegerents on this earth. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand and to practice accordingly.